A very special day out here at training camp today, not only because of the beautiful weather, but the entire organization donning the Texans for DQ t-shirts in honor of David Quisenberry. Hi, everyone, and welcome into Texans training camp today. Patty Smith alongside the voice of the Houston Texans, Mark Vandermeer. We also wearing these great t-shirts, and boy, what a special day it was out here, Mark.
So many people wearing them involved with the Texans, Patty, including Bob McNair, Cal McNair, and Coach O'Brien. And David Quisenberry is so special. Wasn't really able to play last year in the preseason, yes, but he got hurt, missed the season on IR, and then in the offseason, despite practicing while sick, eventually discovered he had lymphoma, had to go in for treatment, and the way everybody feels about him and his fight is so apparent in these shirts, which raise money for cancer research, and you could tell that David Quisenberry is a special teammate of Chris Myers and friends.
I think it just speaks volumes of what he means to us, the impression that he made on us before everything happened with the diagnosis. He's a great guy, great character guy, works his butt off out here throughout all last year, coming back from his injury, into trying to get in the lineup this year, and then obviously, he got that news. So right when it happened, he's had the utmost support from everybody.
It means a lot, man, because like I said, we're all out here battling day to day throughout this training camp, but that's nothing. That's minute compared to, the battle that he's facing. And, to know how strong he is about it, just his approach he's taking on it, it means a lot. And to be able to support him as much as we can from afar, I'm sure it's helping him, it's keeping his spirits up, and that's all we want to do.
Anything we can do, the guy is a fighter, and a t-shirt, a friendly word, anything we can do, make a phone call just to brighten his day, we're going to do it because Quisenberry is one of our family members.
David Quisenberry is a guy that I got to know when I first came here, really promising young offensive lineman, 23 years old, and then, to have the news that was delivered to him a few months ago is tough, and he's fighting it, and this whole team's behind him. He's a very bright guy. He's a fighter. He's back in San Diego right now. He's watching tape. He called our video guy the other day to make sure that he could fix it, what was going on with his Surface tablet or whatever, to make sure he got film of practice to watch film. He's just a special guy, and he means a lot to this team and to especially those offensive linemen, so we just wanted to represent him today out there at practice.
Well, first of all, I'm speechless about my teammates. I think it's a testament to the organization that the Texans are. I mean, not just the teammates. We're talking from the top to the bottom, inside and out. It's just, I'm so blessed to be a part of such a tremendous organization.
Patty, he's in the fight for his life, literally, and we wish him the best as he's in San Diego right now, recovering and fighting lymphoma, and we hope to get him back to Houston soon enough for treatment.
Yep, be sure to pick up those t-shirts anytime in the next 10 days or so at the Go Texans team store. All right, another battle, not nearly as big as that one, but a battle for the backup position at running back.
Yeah, Patty, there's a nice little competition going on to be Arian Foster's understudy. Now, Foster's still nicked up, but you have a lot of players. Andre Brown, who they signed in the offseason, but you also have Alfred Blue, who they drafted out of LSU. Not that many carries in college because of their depth situation, but he's showing some signs out here at the Houston Methodist Training Center.
Every day I try to come out and whatever the coaches give me, whatever reps they try to give me, I try to make the best of it and learn from my mistakes from the previous practice. Try to get better.
And Mark, turnovers have been another hot button, another topic of discussion out here at training camp and on the other side of the ball. Defensively, DJ Swearinger has been forcing a few of his own.
Yeah, the defense wants to take him away. The offense wants to hold on. And Bill O'Brien does not want to put up with especially the unforced errors like quarterback, center, exchange problems. But man, when the defense gets after it, led by DJ Swag, it's special.
We got to get more turnovers. More turnovers. Turnovers equals win. We had 7 interceptions last year. That wasn't enough at all. And we got to get interceptions, force fumbles. Anytime we can change the game, man, the turnover is big. It hurt the other team, so we can get that.
All right, much more to get to here on Texans training camp today. But right now we have to take our first time out. But don't go away. A little bit later on in the show, we'll catch up with former general manager Charlie Casserly. And after this break, I will go one-on-one with tight end Zach Potter. Stay with us.
Best part of training camp is probably coming together with your team, starting to get to know guys. Worst part of training camp, just kind of being run down, smelly locker room. It's kind of old after a little while.
Welcome back to Texans Training Camp today. Joining me now, tight end Zach Potter. And, you know, this is not typical Houston weather. You being a Nebraska guy, you bringing this on for us?
I wish I could take credit for this weather. This weather's been great. Obviously, the first couple days was very hot, but a couple days like this we'll definitely take.
Well, tell us a little bit about you, yourself coming in here as a free agent, the tight end position, kind of what you've seen with this group, and how do you see yourself sort of fitting in?
This is my sixth training camp here, not here, but in the NFL, and mainly been a blocking tight end, and we got a great group of tight ends, starting with Garrett Graham, who's a multiple threat type of guy. Then you got guys like CJ and myself, who are more blocking, and you have Ryan Griffin, who does a little bit of both also. So, we got a great group of tight ends who I think we work well with each other. Coach Perry does a great job with us, and so does Coach Gotsi. So just a good group to be around.
Well, you say blocking tight end, you said that twice, but I've seen some good usage of the hands here a couple times. A play right down there behind us, you came down and made a catch. Another element maybe to the game that's gone a little under the radar?
Maybe a little bit, but everyone's got their specialty that they're really, their main, that they're good at. So, and then everything, you just kind of dabble else on the side. So, you take pride in your blocking, and you just keep working on, every aspect of your game.
Played some defensive end in college. At what point did you make that switch? Why did you make the switch? And then how much does that help you in what you do now, kind of knowing what you're going against on the other side?
I made the switch after I got released by the Jets, and Jacksonville called me and said they're going to move me to tight end, and it was a job opportunity, so I said, sure, why not? Let's try it. And I didn't give myself a real good chance to make it. Here we are 6 years later, and I'm still playing. So I obviously did something right and just kept working hard. And but it does help a lot, being across from those guys and kind of understanding what they do, and going back to my days and stuff. But it's fun. It's fun being a tight end and knowing I've played defensive end too.
Well, a very versatile guy, as we've touched upon, but a special team, is that also maybe another aspect of your game that you can possibly contribute to here with the Texans?
Yeah, definitely. I think I find myself on, kickoff return and punt quite a bit, just being a bigger guy, and you can kind of take up more space and do some blocking. You just try and fit in wherever you can and, be a good teammate and just, work really hard.
Well, you are fitting in nicely here. We've taken a timeout here on Texans Training Camp today, but don't go away. When we come back, we will visit with former general manager Charlie Casserly. Stay with us. Welcome back to Texans Training Camp today. Mark, each and every day you're kind of in awe as you self-proclaim yourself a name dropper. And there's been some names out here this week, and today there was a big one.
Hey, see? I built this place.
Now, yeah, Maxwell Smart.
He doesn't sound like Maxwell Smart. I'm doing a poor impression of Charlie Casserly, the very first general manager in Texans history, and what a history he has. He started with the Redskins and won Super Bowls with them and started the franchise here, obviously. And, Patty, I'll go back to the draft class of 06. He did that one right before Rick Smith came in, and 06 was phenomenal with Mario Williams and D'Amico Ryans and Eric Winston and Owen Daniels and, oh, my goodness, David Anderson. Mike Brizell was an undrafted free agent. Great class for the Texans at the time. And now, casually, an analyst with the NFL Network. I know you had a chance to catch up with him.
One of the things I just asked Coach O'Brien about is, what was he trying to get done in practice today? And a lot of situation football, and when you're watching practice, you don't know quite what they're doing with the situation. So I was impressed with that. I was impressed with, his post-practice concepts, what he was doing there for the development of players. Being an old general manager, I was asked about how you can develop your players. So I was impressed with there. Obviously, he's done a great job coaching at Penn State with the Patriots, his ability to develop quarterbacks and develop a system that helps everybody reach their full potential. I think that's one of his great strengths about it. And so, a lot of positives here. I think the key, and I don't think this is any surprise, is, Ryan Fitzpatrick. How will he play in this system? How will the coaches adapt to him? Because there's enough players around him on offense and defense to win this division. And I'm not putting a lot of pressure on him, but I've just put a lot of pressure on him, if you will. Okay. But that's the nature of the game. He came here because this is a chance to start. He's got a chance to start. He got a chance to be a hero.
It was great hearing from Charlie Casserly, Patty. I mean, he helped construct this whole Houston Methodist Training Center and the way things work here. And also for the historical perspective, because I've been saying how this training camp is different from any I've seen in Texans history. They just got through 5 consecutive days of camp in pads. That's a lot on the guys, but they've been handling it well.
Yep, and we've been handling it well for you each and every night right here on Fox Sports Southwest, and we will continue to handle it for another 3 or 4 nights. Be sure to tune in each and every night right around 10 o'clock. Check your local listings for Texans Training Camp today. Until then, have a great night, everyone.